Welcome to Zurich in North America. Today we will inform you about the current exposures and trends that organizations face regarding security and privacy breaches, and we will offer some possible suggestions on insurance coverage solutions. We'll also review our security and privacy protection policy, which Zurich created to help address current customer needs. This is Bob Johnson with Proposition Development and Specialty Products Marketing, and I'm joined today by Tim Stapleton, Product Manager for Security and Privacy at Zurich North America Commercial. Tim, welcome.
Thank you, Bob. I'm happy to be here.
Also joining us today is Richard Bilson, Project Manager of Proposition Development at Zurich North America Commercial. Richard, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
Tim, let's begin with you. Can you please provide our listeners with some background about the risks inherent in today's security and privacy arena?
Bob, I've worked closely with these types of professional liability products, first as an underwriter and now as a product manager. And while data breaches and security issues have always been with us, it's only now that the legal environment has caught up, where companies could find themselves facing serious regulatory issues. Nearly every state today requires some sort of disclosure when an event occurs, and companies that are not compliant could face significant fines and litigation costs. In addition, there are federal laws like HIPAA and Gramm-Leach-Bliley that impose a higher degree of legal responsibility on industries that handle and maintain highly sensitive information like health or financial records. Statistics indicate a growing problem. According to a recent report from the Ponemon Institute, the average data breach costs a company more than $7 million. This sum can encompass everything from stolen equipment, forensic investigation costs, public relations expenses, and associated notification costs, as well as the potential future loss of customers who decide to take their business elsewhere and decrease stock price. That's a significant sum of money for an organization of any size.
Richard, with all that's going on, how is Zurich helping address this emerging need?
Well, Bob, Zurich responded to this growing threat by designing our security and privacy protection policy. It offers coverage to a wide range of industries that may be affected by security breaches, such as consulting, retail, healthcare, financial institutions, and technology-related organizations.
And Richard, I'm sure there are plenty of important features to note about this policy, and we'll get to those in just a moment. But Tim, what are some of the other scenarios you've seen regarding data security breaches?
There are more examples of security breaches than we have time to mention today, but perhaps one of the most highly publicized cases involves Heartland Payment Systems. This company's systems, which process more than 100 million credit card transactions per month for 175,000 merchants, was hacked into, jeopardizing the credit card numbers of millions of people. According to Heartland's financial reports, the costs associated with this event are estimated at close to $140 million, which consisted of forensics, notification, public relations, and legal defense and settlements with not only customers, but also the banks that originally issued the compromised credit and debit card numbers. Another incident of note affected Massachusetts General Hospital. A hospital employee left records on the subway that contained protected health information of 192 patients of Mass General's Infectious Disease Associates outpatient practice, which includes HIV and AIDS patients. An investigation by the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Civil Rights found that Mass General failed to implement reasonable and appropriate safeguards to protect the privacy of protected health information. Mass General was fined $1 million and must develop comprehensive policies and procedures to ensure PHI is protected when removed from the premises, train its workforce on those policies, and submit twice yearly reports to the Department of Health and Human Services for 3 years. This is a good illustration of the exposure to increasing regulatory scrutiny and the additional costs that can arise from these incidents.
So, Richard, it sounds as though not all the threats companies face are really high-tech. I suppose some of the threats could be as low-tech as a stolen laptop.
You're absolutely right, Bob. We're not just talking about the quality of a company's systems. Systems can be state-of-the-art, but that might not necessarily protect you against a lost laptop or against an employee downloading thousands of files onto a USB stick and simply walking out the door.
With that in mind, Richard, can you please provide our listeners with information about how our proposition can respond to scenarios like these?
Indeed. Zurich's security and privacy protection policy provides a broad range of critical third-party and first-party insurance coverage, which includes security and privacy liability coverage and internet media liability. We also provide coverage for forensic investigation expenses and related legal, public relations, and credit monitoring expenses.
Tim, what do you think our customers will appreciate most about our security and privacy protection policy?
Well, we know our customers have choices, so we wanted to build a coverage that helps address their needs. I feel security and privacy customers will respond particularly well to having access to the NetDiligence eRisk Hub as a value-added part of their coverage. Providing up-to-date information and solutions on cyber risks for customers, eRisk Hub includes roadmaps to guide them through cyber incidents, along with risk management tools that focus on e-assessments, risk calculators, and even the latest state notification laws.
Richard, could you tell us, please, your closing thoughts about this critical coverage?
Zurich's security and privacy protection policy is a true Zurich help point. From the insurance and organization needs to the additional services that can help you better explore and manage your company's potential risk, we think it's one of the best offerings available.
In fact, more information about security and privacy protection can be found on our website at www.zurichna.com/security and privacy. That's zurichna.com/security and privacy. Thanks again to our guests today, Richard Bilson from Proposition Development at Zurich North America Commercial.
Thank you, Bob.
And Tim Stapleton, Security and Privacy Product Manager at Zurich North America Commercial.
Thank you, Bob. Great speaking with you.
If you would like to learn more about the many innovative products and services of Zurich in North America, please visit us on the web at www.zurichna.com. Thank you for listening.